Ed's here with us now. Thank you, George.
My name is Co-Presenting Director for Year. How are you doing today? How's your Friday so far?
So far, so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Excited for the weekend?
Yeah, for sure.
Good. All right.
Perfect. So Jared does an exceptional job at explaining everything that we do here. So what we specialize in is getting your company on the first page of Google, right? Not just only based off your company's name, but based off of the services that you offer. So for example, let's say that I'm looking for plumbing services in your area. You're going to be one of the top recommended companies for that area. It also includes a 50-mile radius. And I know you said, you mentioned 25 miles, if I'm not mistaken. But it actually does include a 50-mile radius. Now, the difference between us with other companies is, one, we're not going to charge you for a lead, right? And then, two, the client is going to contact you directly. So you're going to be able to, you know, pick and choose what jobs you want to take on. Now, with that being said, we have seen a lot of companies become successful when it comes to commercial jobs as well for being on the first page of Google. So not only residential, but potentially commercial jobs as well. Within the package, it includes Facebook marketing. So if a client, you know, searches for any service that you offer, we're going to send an advertisement directly to their Facebook. And we put your company on over 60 different directories, such as Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing, etc. I see that you're already on Yelp. How are you liking Yelp so far?
Like I said, I just started some of the social media aspects, you know, or again, with the Yelp, Nextdoor. I really have even, I got the pages verified and can then kind of just let it be. And I haven't really got much feedback. If any, the most I've gotten stuff from is actually my Facebook and actually just the truck after it got lettered, just having the truck drive around. So.
Got you. Okay. And do you have a website for your company already?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, you know, all that's included within the package.
There is no contract with us. Now, I did go ahead and type in plumbing services into my analytics, and you know how many people searched that in the last 30 days? There was 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days, right? So if 1% gave you a call, just 1% for being on the first page, you're looking at about 12 to 13 leads. Again, we don't charge per lead or anything like that. Everything's on a month-to-month basis with us. So your pricing will be set at a flat rate of $349. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. The initial investment would be $448. However, since this is an exclusive position and we are closing it today, it looks like JR actually went ahead and put a promotional code onto your account, which waived that $99 setup fee, and it left your price at $249 month-to-month, no contract.
You said $249, right?
$249, yes, correct.
$249. The number sounds good, I'm not going to lie. It's actually a lot more reasonable than I expected it to be.
And this is the thing, right? You know, we are.
Go ahead. Sorry, I think it was cutting.
Yeah, no. It's definitely more. Like I said, more reasonable than I expected it. I'm not ready for it this month. You know, like I gotta say, I need at least like a month before I can start it. And you know, I don't know if the price is going to be the same or not. If it's going to be up or anything, but I'm 100% interested. I'm not trying to bullshit. I'm not sure how many times you hear that a day. I'm definitely interested in it. I'm just, like I said, I'm transitioning from my full-time job and I'm trying to change around some of my finances. Like I'm literally moving into going, changing my storage unit today because, I have a big storage unit that I'm trying to downsize. I'm just trying to cut costs wherever I can, so that I can, you know, have that those few hundred extra bucks for the marketing.
Okay.
And the $250 a month is definitely reasonable, even with the $99 fee that he waived. I appreciate that. I'd like to say yes, but then would that be a reoccurring payment on a certain day? Like as if it were today, would it be a reoccurring payment on the whatever today is, the 28th, 29th? 28th?
Correct, yes. Based off of 30 days.
Now, this is what I can do for you, okay? Because, you know, I genuinely, you know, really like your transparency with me, and I see that you really are interested, right? So what if I was to do this for you? What if I was able to get the price approved for $199, right? You try us for the first month, see how you like it, and then we go from there.
I... you're pushing it. it's definitely appealing.
And really all I would do right now is I would just basically, obviously we would have to secure the position, right? Because it is an exclusive position. I would just verify your business information, verify your information. And then I would actually set up a meeting with my marketing team for either later this afternoon or Monday or Tuesday, whichever date and time works for you. Cause that's kind of the first, you know, steps. You're going to meet my marketing team, you know, a meet and greet. And then that's when we're going to start creating everything for you and start working to get you on that first page.
Now, is there anything extra, any extra fees that come across with this, with the monthly? And now just a question, because I've gotten so many of these calls in the last few months.
Yep.
What's the difference between you and, again, you're honestly the only guy I've ever spoken to. Like, as soon as they start talking, I just hang up because I just can't, like, and I'm home today. That's why I answered the phone because I had a wisdom tooth pulled. But like, that's the only reason I'm just sitting on the couch, it's again, that's why you're called, like, I've just heard over the years of, you know, companies I've worked for and what they were, you know, quoted for monthly, and it was just like, all right, well, I don't want to pay that month. And I know, again, definitely you got to spend money to make money, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Like I said, the $199 sounds great, the $249 sounds great. It definitely sounds reasonable. Why you guys, yeah, compared to any other, you know, 15 other companies have called me in the last 2 weeks, you know?
That's a great question, right? So first and foremost, right, not only do we link your company, you know, on the first page of Google based off of, you know, not only your company's name, but we link those search keywords to it, right? So any service that you offer, you're going to be a top recommended company, right? So if it's plumbing services, if it's, you know, bathroom, you know, plumbing services, or any service that you offer, you're going to be found that way, right? That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies can't do that, right? Second, we are a premier Google channel partner, right? And that's why we have the availability to get you on the first page, right? And a lot quicker than other companies. Cause there could be a company out there that charges you, let's say $150 a month, right? But guess what? It takes them almost 6 months until you start showing up on the first page of Google, just because they don't have that partnership and they don't have that credibility. Third, you know, we've been in business for 18 years, right? We don't have contracts. So what does that tell you? You know, clients don't walk away, because if they did, then we wouldn't be in business, right? Because, you know, again, like I said, we don't charge per lead. The clients contact you directly. It's pretty straightforward, like I said. But I would say that's basically the biggest key is linking those search keywords to your company's name, right? Because, for example, let's say that you go to, like, you know, New York City, right? And they say that you're in the mood for, you know, Italian food. Are you going to be familiar with the Italian restaurants in that area? Probably not, but you're going to know what kind of food you want to eat, right? So you're going to search, you know, pasta near me or chicken parmesan near me, and then you're going to find the top recommended restaurants, right? It's the same exact concept when it comes to your business. Mm-hmm.
Now, the business page, even though it's been verified and stuff, like, I've only done, literally, I just got my truck March 1st. So the business has been active since April 6th of last year, but I just started kind of really spreading the name just, like I said, within a few months ago. So the reviews aren't really there on Google. Will that deter or change anything, just because my, you know, even though I came up on the first page, but if I have less reviews than another company, will that push me down further or push me down onto a second or third or fourth page? Or
no, the only way that would affect you is if you're getting, you know, 1 or 2 star reviews, right? Because if there's companies out there, you know, if let's say there's 2 top recommended companies, right? Let's say, you know, Love Thy Plumber in a different company, right? And let's say that, mm-hmm. for example, you know, a client searches, it may impact far as, you know, your leads in general, right? Because if there's a company that has 5 stars, and then your company has 2 stars, right? Same thing with, you know, going to a restaurant. Which restaurant are you going to go eat at? Probably the one with the 5 stars, right? So as long as you're consistently getting, you know, anything above 4 stars, then you're going to be fine. Also, too, we have a feature that, for example, and this actually happened to one of my clients, you know, he had a family emergency, and he's a small business, and he's basically the only one that runs everything, right? So he actually had a meeting to go meet a client, you know, to give him a quote. And he never actually returned the call. And the client was upset, gave him a 1-star review. And with our feature, you're able to reach out to the client first, come to a middle ground and then get that 1-star into a 5-star. So, you know, he called the client after, he let him know what the situation was. He had a family emergency and couldn't make it. And then he went out there, gave him a quote. They actually finished the job and then boom, 5 stars. So, that's another really good feature that we have as well. Just because of, you never know too, right? Especially, you know, being a small business, it's not like you have over 5,000 employees, right? It's probably just a friend or anything like that, right? So, yeah.
Gotcha. What else? I see the phone number is from, like Bridgeport area. Where are you guys located?
So our headquarters is actually located, in California, Orange County, California. Okay. But we work across the United States, yeah.
Gotcha. And you, where are you based out of?
California. Costa Mesa, California.
Gotcha. Now, let's just say, again, the phone number rang from a 203, like my area code. And obviously I'm in Connecticut. So how can I know I'm going to be talking to multiple people, whether it be Jared or yourself, your Ed, correct?
Correct. So that's a really good question. Great question.
What if I just want to deal with one person? Like, I don't want to keep, like, so I can save one number. So if I'm like, I got to talk to Ed, I want to be able to just talk to Ed. I don't want to talk to, 19 different people to have to re-explain all of this information I just gave you. I just want to talk to you directly to either start the policy, cancel the policy, fix something, ask a question, request something, whatever it may be. Like,
yeah, no, that's a great question. So what's going to happen, right, is right now, I'm going to be your go-to, right, for right now. Because what's going to happen is once we secure the position, you're going to meet my marketing team, right? So it really depends on what date and time works for you. So let's say you tell me, hey, Ed, I have availability for Tuesday at 9 a.m., right? Anything before that meeting, I'm going to be your contact, your go-to, right? So if you need to reschedule that meeting, if you have any additional questions or anything like that, I'm your go-to. Once you meet my marketing team, you're actually going to have a designated person for you. And they're the ones that are going to help you throughout that whole marketing process and everything in your marketing campaign.
Okay.
And basically what I'm going to do right now is I'm actually going to provide them all the information. So when they actually meet with you in that meeting, they're going to have everything. So then they just basically, they already know everything that's going on. So, yep. It's kind of like a meet and greet.
Yeah, I gotcha. What other questions do I have?
If you don't mind too, what is your email, George, so I can go ahead and send a quote over to you as well?
It's going to be service@flushwithlove.com.
That's creative.
I tried, man. This was all like just my own little brainstorming, and I did it without a crew, but it definitely took a while to just get the play on words and everything, and yeah. So we'll see how it goes, but.
I'm going to send this over to you as well. Now, this is the thing, right? Let me see here. Were you more interested in the 249 or the 199? Kind of like the trial price, or did you want to move forward with the 249?
So what's the difference? Obviously, I'm going to go with the cheaper one. Why would I pick the 249? How would that benefit me?
So the thing is, the 249, it comes with more things, right? It comes with, being put on over 60 different directories. I see that you're already in Yelp, but we put you on Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing, et cetera. Those are the most popular ones. And then we also do Facebook marketing for you as well. So that's why I kind of wanted to give you the option out of the two, because I know you mentioned you were kind of already doing Facebook marketing also. With the Facebook marketing, the way it works is, again, going back to the, search keywords, if a client searches for, let's say drain installation services or anything like that, any service that you offer, we're going to send an advertisement directly to them with the link to your website. right? So it's going to show up on their feed, and then if they click on it, it sends them directly to your website. And we have seen a lot of success with that as well, so.
Gotcha. So I wouldn't get that service correct with the $199.
Yes, because the $199 is more kind of like a trial service, a trial run. But you can always upgrade to that. So, for instance, like let's say you charge for the $199, you're like, hey, this is pretty good. I'm already seeing results. Let's go ahead and bump it up to $249, and then you just want to see how, you know, that plays out as well. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, some great questions, man. Cool.
Well, yeah, I guess I have the time. If I was under a sink, I could have asked half these questions. Usually when they call,
right.
I'm under a sink. I don't have time to talk to you. Give me a shout later. And then they give me a call later.
Right.
I don't have fucking time to talk to them. So, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what card, what I should use, which account I should use, how it would work best.
So what we can do is while you kind of, you know, think of that, what I can do is start just gathering all your information. So, for instance, you know, what is your last name, George?
It's Vasquez. V as in Victor. A-Z-Q-U-E-Z.
All right, perfect. And as far as your company showing up on the first page of Google, you want it to pop up as Love That Plumber, correct?
Love That, yes, correct. Three words.
All right, and is there any, you know, LLC incorporation or anything like that at the end of it?
On the official business name, there is, like, on my taxes stuff, but on the page itself, it just says Love Thy Plumber.
Okay, got you. Would you like me to add anything at the
very end, or just leave it just like that?
I think that's fine. I think the Love Thy Plumber is fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, as far as your address,
what is your address? This isn't going to pop up on the first page of Google. This is just to create your account with us.
The address is 304 Main Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a private mailbox, but it's not a P.O. box, so it's number 168.
Okay. All right.
Norwalk,
O-R. Got you. Okay. Zip code 06851.
Correct. Norwalk.
All right. And then as far as the
security question, right, we have three options. So this is just to verify that we are speaking to you and not providing information to anybody else, right, besides you. So mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one did you want to use out of the three?
Mother's maiden.
All right. And what would that be?
Santiago.
And is that S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O?
Correct.
Now, as far as meeting with my marketing team, what date and time works for you? Let me see what I have available on the calendar.
That's a tricky one. What's the latest home for like soon?
The latest? Let me see here. There's me one moment.
I'm not trying to rush off the phone either, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. And that's why we ask, you know,
just to kind of put, you know, 30 to 45 minutes aside, because like I said, it's kind of, you know, the initial start of your marketing campaign. So I have availability for, let me see here.
I have availability for 6 on Monday.
Day. Would that work?
6 o'clock on Monday?
Yes. Sorry, I think you cut out.
So, yeah, as of right now, that works.
All right, perfect. And again, if you need a change or anything like that, you can always just reach out to me, okay? That's not an issue.
I'm going to assume you're going to forward me either a number or a link.
Correct.
Or an email address or something.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to receive everything via email.
All right,
and then your preferred method of contact.
Phone, text, or email?
Preferred. I'm going to assume, I guess a text, because I guess the text I can verify fast and get a random number getting called to me and saying, hey, this is so-and-so. Like, I don't know if I've ever spoken to you in my life. Like, so I'm getting so many calls in the last few months. It's been insane.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. I can imagine. All right, perfect. So far as you know, is there any specific areas that you want to target and, you know, pop up on the first page that you've seen success with in the past?
When you say to, as a page or as a town?
So when clients search, you know, plumbing services, have you seen, you know, success in you know, certain areas or certain zip codes or cities that you would like to kind of pop up on the first page? Now, the package includes a 50-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 50 miles would definitely bring me into New York, and I'm not licensed in New York, so I kind of, that's my only, like, because I'm so close to the New York border, I want to say we're within, like, 20 miles of the New York border.
Okay, no problem.
I can't
make a note of that.
Got you. Okay. Well, this is the thing,
but
too.
Remember, also,
to my east, I can go, you know, I can go 50 miles. But, yeah, ideally, you know, ideally, with, like I said, within 20 miles of my zip code, which I'm right on the water, so obviously south, I can't go any further south. North, I can go, like I said, you know, 20, 30 miles north, 20, 30 miles east, but then west, you've got about maybe 20 miles before you hit New York.
Got you. Okay, perfect. I'll definitely make a note of,
that as well.
I think maybe on Google, of the towns that I'm looking to work in, I think I did that on Google.
Okay, got you. All right, perfect. And let me see here. So,
did you want to move forward with the $199 or the $249?
So, we'll give the $249 a go. How would I go about cancellation, and how quickly would you guys be able to cancel out that if I called or I emailed to cancel?
Yeah. So, like I said, once you meet with the marketing team, that person is going to be your go-to. It's kind of like an account manager as well. So you would just let them know, hey, just as long as you cancel before the 30 days, you're fine. And again, there is no early termination fees. There's none of that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, and do you
already have a Facebook business account, right? Or is it just a person?
Yes, I made a Facebook business page. I have my private, again, so I'm new, like, 32, but I haven't had social media, like, in 10 years, and I just opened everything back up, you know, this past year. So, yeah, there's a new Instagram page, a new Facebook business page, a Facebook personal page, the Yelp account, Google, Nextdoor, and LinkedIn.
Got you. Perfect. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send this invite to you
as well, okay?
Let me know when you receive it. And George, just to verify,
your name is
G-E-O-R-G-E, correct?
No, the Hispanic way. J-O-R-G-E.
Got you.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's George. Yeah, Jorge, I guess.
Perfect. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Say it again?
I'm sorry. There's a middle initial L for Lewis, and the suffix is Junior.
Okay, got you.
I'm not sure if that makes a difference. But... And when you send me the email, it'll have your the business name and stuff on it, so I can know who the hell I'm about to send some money to.
Yeah, no, most definitely, yeah. So I sent you the email already, the initial quote. I sent it for the $199, but I'll go ahead and resend the updated one. Yeah, all my information is at the bottom. It has my extension, my phone number, and everything. Now, to be completely transparent, you know, if I'm with a client or something, it may be hard for me to answer. Kind of really text message is kind of the easiest way, because then I can see it. I'm like, okay, George wants me to give him a call, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Sure. That's fine. And were you Eduardo?
Yes, Eduardo, yeah.
Okay, and it was the phone number. the 877-63. Can I text that number, or is it going to be a separate number that I'm going to text?
Yeah. So I actually went ahead and texted your phone number. I'm not sure if you received it, but I sent like our website over to you. You could just reply to that same number, and I'll receive it as well.
Okay, you'll see that one. Okay, perfect. All right, so I can save that number.
Correct, yep. You can even try texting me right now just to make sure it goes through, but yeah. And I'm going to send you the updated quote. Okay, give me 1 second.
My buddy just started a junk removal business, and I don't know. You seem cool enough to send it over the information. How can he contact you via email or text message as well?
Yeah. If you can provide him my email.
He's more into it than I am. Marketing thing, and he'll probably ask him a lot of the same questions, but he's a little bit more hardcore than I am. I'm a little more easygoing.
I got you. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, most definitely. You can, just provide him my email and just say, hey, I'm a reference from George, or whatever the case may be. And then I can reach out and then, have a conversation with him and go from there.
All right. So I went ahead and sent the
updated quote, for the $249. Again, that $99 setup is waived. So all it would be is $249 today. Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like I do have everything. I'm going to go ahead and send the invitation for Monday at 6. Let's see here. Let me know if you receive it, okay?
Via text message or email?
It's going to be via email. It should be Google Meet. All right.
Now, as far as the payment, we do – go ahead.
Sorry, I just got the email for the for the quote, and then I got the invitation now. Accept. It's a big time difference. So it's around 9 p.m. That's okay for me. It's because we're on the other side of the, we're on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, 9 o'clock. Yeah, I should be freed up. I should be able to do that. Okay. The baby will be down. So that works, I guess.
Actually, my apologies. I actually made an error on that. I'm sorry. It should be 6 o'clock your time. My apologies.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I got six. Okay. Yes. Six.
Yeah.
Either way works. PM works.
I updated it. My apologies.
that got me for a second. Okay. All right. So. Yeah, other than that, I do have everything. Now, far as payment, did you want to use MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Which one did you want to use out of the four?
And you guys would take payment today, not on Monday, correct?
Yes, it would be today, because we're going to go to secure the position.
Gotcha. Now,
message also. George Vasquez, love, guys, summer.
Yes. So, what's the other question? All right. Card. It's going to be a reoccurring payment on today's date, which is the 28th.
Correct.
That's monthly. It's $249 even. Is there any taxes added to that?
$249 even.
$249 even monthly. And I can call, once I get my team, I can call whoever I need to call to cancel if need be. I'm going to give you guys, I can honestly think in my head, like, I'll give it a go for 3 months, and see how it goes.
Because
one lead landed pays for the month for the service.
Return on investment. Yeah.
So even if it's just one a month for the next 3 months, I'll continue to keep it. But yeah, let's see. Let's see. I'm ready to go. I guess whenever you are.
I am too. Did you want to use MasterCard,
Visa, American Express, or Discover? Which one out of the four?
The MasterCard.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm ready when you are.
It's 5113.
Okay.
7984.
Okay.
6235. 3188.
All right. And then expiration?
0227.
All right, and then the three codes in the back.
033.
All right. There's the one moment
you're going to receive everything via email as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many wisdom teeth did you get taken out?
Excuse me? Oh, no, just one, but I'm such a fucking bitch. I can't go, I took 2 days off of work.
Oh, man, that was funny. I'm sorry.
I got it off. They took it off Wednesday night, and I'm just like, I didn't go to work yesterday or today. I'm like, I don't want to, like, I'm just going to... I'm sure I'm making more of a deal than it is, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, to be completely transparent with you, I've heard horror stories too. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just bitching right now. I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to be underneath a sink with my mouth all swollen and still spitting blood and stuff. I'm like, no, like I've got to be home.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm with you on that. That's probably not
fun.
How do I save this? How do I find? How long have you been working for them?
I've been here for about roughly
almost a year.
Okay.
I do enjoy it. I mean, it really,
you know, it makes a difference, right? And that's the thing, right? That's why we have that partnership with Google. Because, you know, obviously Google works with multi-billionaire companies like Nike, Adidas, and stuff like that. So that's why we have that partnership with them to basically, you know, find local small businesses and give them the same opportunity to get on the first page, right? So it really does make a difference. And, you know, I mean, you know, not even to, you know, lie or anything, but, you know, some companies we've kind of even helped, you know, go from, you know, almost closing to, you know, start getting them some business and then boom, like up and running, you know? But yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm almost
done. I'm basically just verifying I have everything. Want to make sure all my notes are correct and stuff before I send everything over. Okay.
That's what I needed to. My apologies. Your hours of operation.
They're on the website, but I think I put like 24-hour service.
24. Okay.
Ideally, it's not like I normally don't have that phone next to me all the time after work and stuff. But in the beginning, yeah, I think it can stay as of that for now.
Okay. Got it.
But if we need to, you know, if I get a call and I say, hey, listen, I can't get out there right now, I don't have a position available, I can BS it somehow, but still be able to, you know, first thing in the morning or something, you know.
Thank you. Okay. Perfect. No worries.
But, yeah, I want to – let me just double check. I'm pretty sure on the Google page it says – Yeah, Monday through Friday, it's 24 hours a day, and then Saturday, I have 8 to 5, and Sunday, 9 to 12.
Got you, okay.
And then, like I said, I just saw it right now. On my on the Google page, it says area served. It has all the towns that I was looking into for the most part. And we can spread a little bit further, but that's a pretty good, you know, round. Do you still do cold calling yourself or not really?
Not necessarily. It's more of, you know, if the client is somewhat interested in stuff like that, then that's kind of when I would talk. But yeah.
Gotcha.
Bear with me one second. Give me one second, Julie. I'm just trying to fix something on here really fast. Of course, my computer wants to start acting funny.
It's okay.
It shouldn't take more than 2-3 minutes, and then you should be good to go and get some rest, man.
All right, perfect. All right, perfect, George. All right, I got everything situated. You should have the invitation for the meeting for Monday at 6. You should have the invoice here shortly in your email as well. Other than that, that's basically everything. I do appreciate you. And, yeah, if you have any questions, you know, anything that you need before the meeting, please don't hesitate in reaching out to me. You can text me, email me, or call me, okay?
You got it, but thank you again for your time.
All right, you too. Take care and, you know.
Get some rest, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.